They're going to have a train line in time for the Olympic Games.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Going up the coast.
Good.
Like, linking everyone up.
This is wonderful.
And it'll go from the main train line out to Caloundra, over to the east. That's a good thing, surely.
Doesn't the Sunshine Coast go further than Caloundra?
Well, it does. Apparently, this project, they're saying, is now dead. The government pledged an additional $3 billion to build the 19K, $5.5 billion rail line extension from Beerwa to Caloundra. But originally, it was planned to extend to Maroochydore. Not quite happening at the moment. Jeff Addison is the Sunshine Coast spokesperson for Rail Back on Track. Jeff, is this a good or a bad thing? How much of this taking it all the way to Maroochydore was promised?
Yeah, good morning, Laurel. Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Mark. Look, it's a good thing that the government have finally announced funding for it, but unfortunately that funding is contingent on more federal funding. So the federal government have committed $1.6 billion towards this project, and the state government will now be asking the federal government for another $1.1 billion on top of that. So it's not really time to go popping open champagne corks just yet. This rail line was announced in April 2005 to Maroochydore for a cost of $1 billion by the Peter Beattie government. Today, 19 years later, it's being announced and it's only going half as far for almost five and a half to six times the cost.
Why has it taken so long? Is it all the infighting between state and federal government?
Well, I guess inaction by state government, really. Back when it was announced in 2005, the state government were responsible 100% for funding rail projects, and that only changed in more recent history where the federal government have stepped in to assist with funding. But the Beerburrin to Nambour rail duplication project, it was announced on the 9th of June 2018, and they haven't yet laid one sleeper for that project. So we have concerns about whether this will actually ever go ahead, given it's now contingent on another lot of federal funding.
You talk about all this money, and it is a lot of money to be spending on the rail lines. If they'd done it back then and not faffed around, it probably would have come in a lot cheaper.
Well, it did. It was only $1 billion when Peter Beattie government announced it in 2005, and that was all the way to Maroochydore.
Mm. So this original line that was planned, say that it were to go from Caloundra up to Maroochydore, would they be talking about building a brand new line, or do they just mean branching out from the original inland line?
No, it's a continuation of a branch line. So the direct Sunshine Coast line that they announced, which will go from Beerwa to Caloundra, would then continue northwards up through Batinia and into Maroochydore.
Wow, Jeff, that's a lot of incredible surveying and engineering, because really most of that coastline now is built up.
Yeah, well, fortunately, the government did set aside the corridor. It was called the Cancos Corridor way back in 1999, sort of 2001. So that corridor has been set aside for this rail project specifically. They haven't built it or started building it yet. I do understand that there are a few more resumptions to occur on that, but that's because under the new business case, they've actually realigned the line so that it can take faster trains, 160 kilometre an hour line speeds, and that means longer curves, which means they're looking at doing extra resumptions to what was originally planned.
All right, Jeff, I'm probably going to show my ignorance here, but long-time listeners know I don't mind that. I can catch a train from Brisbane on the Sunlander and go all the way up to Cairns. Sunshine Coast is in the middle there somewhere. Why can't I just get off there?
Well, you can. You can catch the train up to Nambour. At the moment, though, it's only duplicated track. It reaches Beerburrin. So you've got Lansford, Beerwa, Glasshouse, Beerburrin. So it's single track northwards from Beerburrin most of the way up to Cairns. And the problem with that Sunshine Coast line is that it's also shared with freight that goes all the way up to Cairns and the long distance trains.
Yeah, and it's a fair way from Caloundra and Maroochydore, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's, 19 kilometres across. So, I mean, you may not realise, if your listeners may not realise, but even today, 23% of all the Sunshine Coast trains are literally buses that are shown on the train timetable. And they drive in and out of each station between Nambour and Caboolture.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Jeff Addison, thank you so much for joining us this morning and having a chat about it. Hopefully they'll get it going fairly soon, maybe another 10, 20 years.
Well, yeah, let's hope they do build it, because the Sunshine Coast desperately needs it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Start listening to...